Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
From KUNC and the NPR Network, this is In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Erin O'Toole. Immigrants are the backbone of a lot of mountain communities in Colorado. That's because many work in service industry jobs that keep these towns thriving. But for immigrants in these places, certain disparities are more pronounced, like access to transportation. In one part of Summit County, this issue had become dangerous.
There was an issue with one of my neighbors that she was hit by a car and the driver didn't stop.
That's Miriam Garcia. She led an effort through an organization called Mountain Dreamers to get shuttle service to people in her neighborhood who were navigating a mile of snow and ice to catch a bus. She's now an employee of Mountain Dreamers. I sat down with her and founder Peter Bakken to discuss this work and learn more about how and why they're advocating for immigrants in Summit County. Peter, I'd like to start with you. You co-founded Mountain Dreamers in 2019. And I realize that your work in Breckenridge restaurants, where immigrants are the backbone of the industry, helped set you on the path to starting the organization. What kinds of experiences did you have working in the service industry that helped to inspire Mountain Dreamers?
Well, it was working in the restaurants where I met people, met immigrants, got to know them as friends and colleagues. And then I got involved in the community with a large social services nonprofit as a volunteer. I and some other community members, including some DACA recipients, some young dreamers in the community, and an immigration lawyer, we decided the community could use an organization that could really speak up and stand up for immigrants in the community, regardless of immigration status, and start to have some of these harder conversations in the community and start to celebrate immigrants because they are really the foundation of our local resort rural economy.
Miriam, let me bring you in here. You played a key role in one of Mountain Dreamers' latest advocacy efforts, and that was to get this shuttle service to a neighborhood in Summit County. I wonder what life was like for you and your neighbors before the shuttle.
So it was hard because the weather, first of all. There's a sidewalk, but it's never plowed. The snow is not plowed, so we need to walk on the road. And then there was an issue with one of my neighbors that she was hit by a car, and the driver didn't stop, so he left. When she was okay, she decided to keep walking to her house. That's why I took the decision, to collect those signatures and speak for the whole community.
That sounds like such a dangerous situation. I can understand why you felt motivated to take action. How has your life changed with the shuttle now?
It's better. People don't have to walk to their houses. It's comfortable, and I feel good to don't have to see moms carrying babies, or carrying their groceries all the way to their houses.
Yes. Mountain Dreamers advocacy on this issue, I think, points to a very powerful notion about the impact that grassroots organizing like this can have in a small town. Peter, could you give us another example of how this kind of organizing in Summit County has spurred policy change?
Well, an example is around housing. We have a terrific housing shortage here, and the local municipalities in the county are working hard to build affordable housing, whether for sale or rental. But the process is to access that housing, even to access the affordable rental housing, the application processes are not easy for people in the immigrant or Spanish-speaking or non-English-speaking community to access. And so we have participated at a grassroots level by getting involved with the local housing authority, with the housing departments in the towns and the county, to advocate that they make these systems more accessible. And then we, you know, we get with members of the community to voice their opinions and voice their, tell their stories about how difficult it is for them to access.
I mean, storytelling is such an important part of this process, I know. So housing, lack of transportation, those are a few examples of how immigrants and low-income people are hit harder in a place like Summit County than they might be if they were in like a larger metro area like Denver or Fort Collins. Peter, are there other efforts that the Mountain Dreamers are involved in that are aimed at closing these gaps of inequity?
Well, we're involved in a lot of efforts. We've been involved in efforts around the access to the Colorado driver's license for immigrants for many years. We've been involved with efforts to help create in the state, the Immigration Legal Defense Fund, which is funded by the state of Colorado and provides assistance so that immigrants can have lawyers to represent them in immigration court. Because in Colorado, if in the immigration courts, if you can't afford a lawyer, you're not provided one. Even if you might be a non-English speaking minor, you still have to go up against an ICE hired immigration judge and an immigration attorney. It's a mix of advocacy and kind of grassroots work.
Well, Miriam, let me turn back to you. As an immigrant yourself, what do you want people to know about the experience of being an immigrant in a mountain community like Summit County?
I moved to Summit County 26 years ago at the age of 16. And it's hard, you know, to come to a different country having the language barrier. I feel happy to be here. Proud of myself, of how I have been grow in this community. And yes, it's hard, but all depends on us, how we take every situation and how we learn and try to do everything better every day.
And I'm curious if you do the work that you do, but I'm curious if you ever thought you would become an advocate or an activist for transportation in your community. Did you think that you would, and how does that feel?
Not really. Being in Mountain Dreamers, you know, I start as a volunteer. It's been a great opportunity because I don't know how to say this word, but he not force us, you know, but always remind us that we can do whatever we want to do. Don't be afraid to talk and say what we need or we think. Mountain Dreamers give me that opportunity. I still working on myself. You know, it's hard for me to talk in public, but now I feel more confident. And I think that it means a lot to all the volunteers that we have too, because we have that opportunity, you know, to advocate for others.
Miriam Garcia and Peter Bakken, thank you both so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back tomorrow with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. This episode was produced by all of us at In the NoCo. It was mixed by Ariel Lavery. I'm your host, Erin O'Toole. We'll talk soon.